Fort Lauderdale Senator Maria Sachs is sponsoring the 911 Good Samaritan Act. She drafted the proposal with the help of the Florida Sheriff's Association to protect a person acting in good faith from prosecution when helping someone suffering a seizure or other medical problem related to a drug overdose. The measure puts saving lives over prosecuting low-level drug users. Senator Sachs.
The crisis that we have now with the types of prescription pills has gotten to the point where kids will take a prescription pill, such as a oxycodone or hydrocodone or Roxy, have a little bit of alcohol, and they go into a stupor. Most people think to let them sleep it off. By the morning, they're dead. So this has gone to crisis proportions. And the state of Florida wants to be with those other states that have already passed this to help save lives.
Studies indicate that the majority of people witnessing a drug overdose will hesitate to call emergency services because of the fear of criminal prosecution for drug possession. This results in thousands of deaths every year. New Mexico became the first state to pass a 911 Good Samaritan law in 2007. New York followed with a similar law last year. Sachs represents parts of Palm Beach and Broward counties. Together, those two counties, in the past 5 years, have averaged nearly 550 accidental drug overdoses a year. In the same time frame, there have been more than 16,500 deaths statewide related to drug overdoses. 85% of them were ruled accidental. Pasco Senator Mike Fasano voted in favor of Sachs' 911 bill when it came before the Health Regulation Committee, but is noncommittal about further support. He says he doesn't want to give a pass to drug dealers or others facilitating the abuse of drugs.
I don't want to go to the extreme where if the person who is helping or assisting the person that's overdosed, if that person is found to have drugs on them, certainly we don't want to, you know, give them the ability just to walk away as well and not face some consequence if they've been involved in the drug situation.
Supporters of a 911 Good Samaritan bill argue that most accidental drug overdoses occur in a home in the presence of others. In Palm Beach County, that is true for 62% of the cases. Research indicates that most fatal accidental overdose deaths can be prevented if emergency services are contacted soon enough. Advocates say a Good Samaritan bill removes the fear of calling for help. Sachs says her proposal does not give a pass to drug dealers or someone who runs a drug house. She says those individuals would still face prosecution if the proposal becomes law.
This is more for parties where kids are drinking and participating in drug use, illegal drug use. We want to encourage young people and others to call 911 and get help for someone who's experiencing a drug crisis. That's what it's not for drug houses or for drug traffickers. It's basically for those who are at a party, like I said, and is experiencing, somebody has a crisis. We need to get medical attention there immediately.
Sachs' 911 Good Samaritan bill has cleared two committees without any opposition and is waiting to be scheduled for a floor vote. A similar House bill is up for a second reading on the floor. For WFSU-FM, I'm James Call.